We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The person we're about to talk to today seems like they need to, first off, vent and maybe could use some advice as well.
The voice changer is on. Let's let her explain what the deal is. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Ooh, hey guys, really catching on. Corey, it's a movement.
Oh God, all right, let's just keep moving on from this movement. What are you dealing with right now?
Okay, so with 2019 being almost over, I've just been doing a lot of like reflecting recently, and I've realized something. I hate my boss.
Okay, yikes. Not a good reflection to have,
yeah, I would say. But like maybe even worse. I do not respect them.
Okay, why do you think that's worse? Isn't hate like one of the worst things you can do?
No, I don't know. Like I've worked for people before that I didn't like, or like I've hated them, but it has nothing to do with them, you know, being completely inept at their job. But that's how I feel about this boss.
Okay, well, we obviously don't want to tip anyone off here as to who you are, especially this week. But what exactly makes them so inept, if you can give us details while being vague at the same time?
Well, it's clear to me that they just completely BS their way into the position that they're in. They have no clue what they're doing, which makes it even more frustrating when they criticize the job that I'm doing. That drives me nuts.
Now, do you think that maybe that your opinion is maybe a little biased? I think there's a lot of people out there who think that they can do a better job than their boss.
No, it's definitely not just me. I've had countless conversations with all of my coworkers, and everyone thinks the same thing.
Okay, real question here. If they're that bad at their job, how are they keeping it?
Great question. I have absolutely no idea. That's the most infuriating part.
Well, then why don't you just leave?
So that's the thing. Like, I love every aspect of my job except for my boss. Like, I love what I do. My coworkers are awesome. It's just them. Ugh. Just my boss.
That is a tough one. But again, I feel like you're not alone with this. There's probably a lot of people who feel the way that you do. But I also think it kind of depends on how you view your job. Like, if you're just doing it for the paycheck, which there are certainly people out there that's kind of their thing. You know, that's one thing. I think it's easier to suck it up and try not to let stuff like that bother you. But if you're truly passionate about your career and you really care, I think that's when situations like this are even harder, which seems like kind of how it is for you.
Yeah. I honestly don't know what to do.
I mean, you could always try and get them fired. Right?
I mean, don't think I haven't tried.
Okay, well, extra grateful we have the voice changer on this morning because that's not good. But seriously, Corey's definitely right. I know there's a lot of people out there that feel just like you. I mean, not us, Corey. Our boss is awesome. Mike Danger, if you're listening, shout out.
Yeah.
Thanks for being our fearless leader.
Yeah, pucker those lips, Breeze. Pucker those lips.
But back to why we're really here. It's all about our friend.
You know, maybe we should throw this out there, though. Have you worked with someone who you hated or... Again, as the person we're talking to this morning says, even worse, didn't respect. Did you stick out that job hoping that maybe they would eventually move on? Or were you the one to make that move?
Yeah, 222-9800. Give us a call. And if you're talking about your boss that you currently hate, give us a call. We'll throw you on the voice changer and we'll work something out for sure.
Yeah, or maybe anonymously texting is also a safe bet at 69822. But yeah, I don't know if anyone else says will give you the answer you're looking for, but you know, I do believe that added perspective is certainly never a bad thing.
No, totally. No, I appreciate that.
Well, best of luck to you, sister.
Yeah, seriously. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Some people jumping in already at 222-9800. For safety's sake, let's keep the voice changer on. What do you think?
Yeah.
Good idea?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep it on.
222-9800. Good morning. You say you can relate to the woman that we just talked to.
Yeah, I'm in a similar situation, only I realize that it's not cost-efficient or it doesn't make sense to move on. So you got to learn to just accept who is in charge Mm-hmm. And you know what? If it's the right decision, the higher-ups will make the right decision and get rid of that person.
You think she should just stick it out?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not worth going through the agony of getting a job that you don't like.
Sure.
Right.
Because here's the thing. I mean, the grass is always greener on the other side, right? Until you get there and realize, wow, this grass is super brown, and now I hate my boss and all my other coworkers.
Yeah, or that boss is even worse, or what have you.
Yeah, sometimes the devil that you know isn't as bad as the devil that you don't. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
I'm just going to keep the voice changer rolling here for safety reasons. 222-9800. Do you have advice for the woman that we talked to for Team PXY True Confessions?
My best advice is try to stick it out, because unfortunately that happens in several companies. They most places hire supervisors based off, or managers based off of supervisor-manager experience, not particularly based on their knowledge of the company. So that supervisor-manager is learning the company values and what the company needs to do. But as far as being a supervisor or being a manager, they might excel in that, and that's why they got hired.
Got it. So maybe there's things that she doesn't realize that this person excels at, this boss excels at.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. You have a great one.
You too.
Let's grab one more, keeping the voice changer on, 222-9800. You can relate to the woman that we talked to for Team PXY True Confessions. Again, she said that she loves her job. She loves the people she works with. She hates her boss, doesn't respect her boss.
Oh, absolutely. I worked for somebody who I absolutely hated. She ended up making me hate my job.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, was this a similar situation to the one that we talked to where, other than the boss, the job was great. Loved the coworkers, loved the work itself. But that, I mean, your boss has such an immense, depending on how close you work with them, such an immense, you know, impact on the operation that I could see it soiling everything.
Absolutely. The only reason basically that she kept her job was because they had such a hard time finding somebody to fill the position to begin with.
Really? Okay.
That they didn't really want to go down that road again.
Gotcha. What did you end up doing? Did you end up sticking it out?
Eventually, she ended up leaving.
Okay.
She found another job, which was great for me because I took over for her position.
Oh, good.
That's the dream right there, right? That's what you have to hope for if you're the woman that we talked to for Team PXY True Confessions.
Exactly.
Did it ever come to a point where you're like, I don't think I can do this anymore, before she even left?
Many, many times. I wanted to leave so bad. It got to the point where I turned into a bad person, personality-wise, when I was around her, because she kills the moment that badly, you know?
Well, right. I mean, a lot of us feed off of others. And,
well, you're a product of your environment.
Totally,
you know what I mean?
Well, at least we have one success story that makes, I guess, me feel a little bit better for this woman.
Right.
Thank you for calling. Definitely was right about people being able to relate to this one, getting flooded with texts right now and comments on our Facebook page, which has turned into our kind of support group.
It's literally our chat room. So if you ever have feelings on anything we're talking about, you can go in there and flush out all your thoughts.
Yeah. So I would suggest to the person that called us, if you're still listening, go there too for maybe a little added perspective. You can like 98PXY and see what people are saying, because there's definitely a lot of people who have been in experiences before where they hated their boss and didn't respect them.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.